Our jam.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Tracy.
And welcome to episode special edition.
It's a voting special. Voting special. We're gonna tell you all about the voting.
Voting special. Voting special. We're gonna tell you how to vote. That was terrible.
Are you still listening? Because we have a lot of important information.
We have a lot of things to go over. We're going to try to do it in a really short time because we're respecting your time. We know everyone has a lot of things to do.
But maybe you can listen to this while you're washing dishes. Maybe you can do it while you're in your car. Maybe you can listen while walking your dog.
Wash your baby.
Wash your baby.
These are things I do. So
things I do is
fold your clothes.
Wash your baby. Hold your clothes.
You do wash my baby. Yeah. So.
So, you know, we just have a few things we want to go over because Election Day is around the corner.
It's in a week and a half.
November 6th, folks.
And we are V excited. So
V excited. So we thought we would break it down by asking five simple questions that I feel like a lot of people ask.
Yeah. Rightly so. Good questions.
First of all, I hope that everyone listening is a voter. I'm assuming you're friends of ours.
If you're not a voter yet, you will be by the end of this podcast.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a strong statement, but hopefully true. You know,
I think it's true.
But yeah, so we have five questions. We're going to break it down and hopefully we'll learn something.
At us and let us know what you think. If you have more
questions. Actually
at us. If you have more questions, we will answer them live up until closing polls election day.
Okay. Great. So, Jenny, what's the first question is, why does voting even matter?
It's a great question, Tracy.
Why do I want to go to the polls on November 6th?
Well, I believe it's your civic duty to vote.
Mm-hmm.
But not only is it your civic duty, it's also a right that a lot of people before us worked really hard to gain. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of places, it's not even necessarily guaranteed.
No. Or illegal.
Yes, exactly. So, and we're not just talking about third world countries, folks. We're talking about the Southern America states. So,
Southern America states.
I'm rolling with it, you guys. It's hot in here. Surprise.
It's not that hot.
It's a little, whatever. It's important to vote because the people who are in charge work for us and we pay their salaries and we need to make our voices and opinions heard so that they'll do what we need them to do in office.
And for all you, I was going to say bitches, that's not the word I was looking for. We want to be
collective
civil here.
Bitches.
It's the collective we of bitches who say my vote doesn't matter.
Your vote matters, man.
Your vote matters.
When I voted for Barack Obama in the state of Michigan in 2008,
mm-hmm.
is that right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In 2008, when I voted for Barack Obama, my county went for Obama by 512 votes, and I was one of them. So that's not a lot.
It's not a lot.
There are the election in 2016 was decided by less people than like it was some tiny little number.
Yeah. And
less people than vote on American Idol.
This is true. And here's the thing. This is not a presidential election.
It's not.
Does it still matter?
No. Just kidding.
Just kidding. It matters even more. Maybe.
Even more. This is going to determine how many people. Surprise alert. We are Democrats, so we're going to get liberal here. If we can take back the House, if we can take back the Senate, if we can take some governorships, we can change the course of how America's going to look over the next 20, 30 years. In my daughter's lifetime, in our lifetimes, how we're going to respond to climate change, how we're going to respond mm-hmm. to famine and drought and pre-existing conditions, and how we're going to treat our trans brothers and sisters, and how we're going to treat people who are trying to immigrate to our country.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those things, if those any of those things trigger you, then maybe you should vote.
Vote for this particular midterm election,
yes.
guys, because it's this current administration has already done enough damage.
A lot of damage.
This is when we can try to make a difference and not make it as fucked up as
It's been. Voting really matters. Every vote counts. Please vote. Thank you.
But hey, Jenny.
Hey, Tracy.
I have another question for
you. Oh, great.
How do I register to vote? Or like if I maybe am registered to vote, like how do I find that out?
Such a good question, Tracy. Okay, so by now in your state, you probably should have gotten something in the mail from your government being like, here's your ballot. If you haven't gotten that, or if your state's slow, which they're wont to be, go online. There's a few websites we'll put into the supplemental reading. Vote.org.
Vote.org is great. I have given that to multiple people when they've asked, like, I don't know if I'm registered to vote. And I'm like, bitch, A, I can do it for you if that's helpful. But also, this is the website that I'm using because it is great.
It's so great.
So helpful.
There's also, I think in LA, I think it's called, it's just Google LA Vote. Vote. I can't remember if it's .org or .net or .whatever.
.biz. It's not .biz, guys.
.yahoo? No, it's not a thing. But you can go there and check out what's up. Pod Save the Vote.
Nope.
It's not even close. Let me start over.
Vote Save America.
They have, you can look up your registration there as well. A million places. You probably got an email from somebody recently being like, are you registered? Go to this website. So you enter your address and your name. Mm-hmm. And if you're not registered to vote, that was part of this question, right?
Yes.
If you're not registered to vote, you can still vote in a lot of states.
There is good news. You tardy people.
Even as you listen to this, a week and a half before the election, Tracy, where can they still register to vote?
Well, I'm glad you asked. There are 17 states across this great American country that you can just stroll in to your local polling place.
If you're a resident of the state, we're not saying to go register to vote and fraudulent vote.
Oh, correct. Yes.
I'm just clarifying because you know there's trolls.
Yeah. We'd like to do this legally.
Yeah. Legally register. Anyways, go on, Tracy.
That's a whole nother problem thing. But there are 17 states where you can go to your polling place and either sign, put in a provisional ballot or register right there. So those states are California, Colorado, Connecticut, DC, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Iowa, Maine, Minnesota, Montana, New Hampshire, North Carolina, North Dakota, asterisk.
Finish and I'll go back.
Vermont, Wisconsin, Wyoming.
So I wanted to talk for a second about the disenfranchisement of the North Dakotan voters, as one does. So in North Dakota, a lot of the Native Americans who live on reservations can't register to vote now because in that state, some evil person decided that if you live at a P.O. box, that doesn't count. And so you can't. They unenrolled a bunch of people to vote. So if you want to know why this election matters, it's so that shit like that can't happen again. And those people can vote in the next election.
Similarly, there is a whole other shit show going in Georgia, which is kind of related to this because I believe it stems from the same Supreme Court ruling that they, I don't remember how long ago they decided, like a couple years ago.
Not that long. Too soon ago, obviously.
Yeah. Which basically was like states can amend voting.
Yeah. So basically laws. In the 1964, I'm going to go real fast. Okay. 1964 Voter Rights Act passed because there was disenfranchisement specifically of black minority voters. And so in 2013, I think basically the court said, oh, look, we don't need that anymore. We're not racist anymore. Mm-hmm. And so they've reversed the need for the states to get approval from the federal government to change the voting laws. And surprise, surprise, now all these states, including Georgia and North Dakota, have made really clearly targeted racist laws around their voting registration.
And what's particularly upsetting about the Georgia thing is the guy who's running for governor is the one who put in place these new rules.
And he's the Secretary of State currently.
Yeah, and thousands of mostly black voters aren't allowed.
70% of the people who are taken off the voter polls were black. That is disproportionate black people because Georgia is not 70% black. Yeah. So. The point is
Vote.
I think the whole point here is vote. Anyways, Tracy, I feel like you have more questions.
You know what, Jenny? I do.
Great.
Once I register.
Great.
Where the hell do I go?
Okay.
On election day.
So, November again, 6th. In your ballot, when you go to vote.org and you find out if you're registered, it will tell you where to go. Typically, they're like rec centers, community centers, schools,
Churches. You know where mine is?
Where's yours?
It is in I wish I had the exact, I think this is what it's called. It's the back dining hall, quote, of a restaurant called Mariscos de Serenita. It's a Mexican restaurant. I don't know if you gathered that, but the dining hall is approximately the size of this room, this office.
Perfect.
It is great.
It's not a big space.
Not a big space.
Mine's at the auditorium at the orange table at Fair Avenue Elementary School.
Wow.
Apparently, according to this,
if you guys want to go there,
official election January. Mail that I'm holding. You want to come see me vote. Quick little thing. If you go to the place that you think you're supposed to vote on the day of, okay? Mm-hmm. At least in California. I can't speak to other states, so look it up and know your rights, which I think we're getting to, right? What do I need to vote?
Yes.
Is that another question?
Yeah.
Never mind. I'll talk about it later. Anyways, the point is, if you go to vote.org or you go to Vote Save America, one of those places, or if you get election mail, it will say right on it where you are supposed to vote. Mm-hmm. So go there.
So once I'm there, or maybe before I'm there, you know what? Here's the most important part. What am I voting for? There are a lot of issues and people to be voting for. That is a ballot that Jenny's flipping through.
Can hear it.
It's hefty. Here in California, I don't remember what I only voted in Massachusetts once, and then the other time was New York, and I don't even remember what I did. But basically, in California, they send you these handy official sample ballots that has the same layout of the ballot that you will be using on election day. It lists all the people you'd be voting for, as well as state measures. So, you know what really helped me in the presidential election was a website called ballotopedia.com .org. And it breaks down who is running, who's supporting them, their stance, blah, blah, blah. Everything you basically need to know.
Great.
Also, Vote Save America has all this information too, and they probably have better graphics.
I love a good graphic. The other thing you can do is if you are pretty confident in someone else's ability to tell you who to vote for, i.e. the ACLU or Human Rights Campaign or your local newspaper, the LA Times, New York Times, Washington Post, you typically can go to their website and they usually endorse a handful of candidates usually or state measures. And they'll do a good job of explaining why they endorse somebody. So even if you disagree with them, you can kind of get the top line instead of like the nitty gritty. Cause like sometimes you read those ballots and you're like, I have no idea what this is. So.
And you can also go to like, say Barack Obama's social media and he'll tell you an entire list of people that he's supporting. Also a thing that I know that Jenny does a lot is people will come to her for suggestions. Or, you know, just fill out the entire ballot.
Or fill out the ballot. Either one.
But grab a friend.
Yeah.
Who, if you know that you have like-minded values and beliefs, talk it out. And maybe you can fill out it together. Or if like one person knows more than the other, it's a fun thing to do with your friends, guys.
It's a fun thing to do. And you get to learn a little bit more about what your friends care about, which isn't that what this whole friendship thing's about? So it's a win-win-win.
I have one last question for you.
I'm ready.
What do I need to vote? Do I bring a snack? Do I bring a book? Do I bring a CD player? Do I bring my like headphones to watch Netflix on my phone? What do I need?
Okay, listen up, people. First of all, if you're voting in California, again, look up your local, but this is like general information. You should know the lines can be long. I never have experienced a long line, but I know Tracy Early voted in 2016. She waited in line for like
hours.
So long.
It was a day.
Make sure you have water, sunscreen if you live in a place where it's still warm. Warm clothes or cold clothes, depending on the weather. Check the weather. Check the weather. Something to do while you wait in line. Make sure you have your ballot, but also make sure you're familiar enough that if your phone dies and you don't, like, bring a paper ballot. This is the one time I'm going to say, screw the environment and bring a ballot, okay?
I cannot tell you how helpful. It also just speeds everything up.
It does.
So you're not in there reading every single thing. You come in prepared.
That's another thing. Know your rights when you get to the polls. You're allowed to bring in your phone. You're allowed to bring in your ballot if you have one. You're in the state of California. You do not need your ID to vote. Some states you do, but if you don't let anybody tell you differently. The people who work the polls, like me and Anna, are volunteers, and they might not know all the rules. They should, but they might not, and so you should also know your rights. Make sure that you completely fill out your ballot, and you get a receipt afterwards if you live in a state where they're printed, like in California. Just make sure you know who you're voting for.
And you can also, to find out more information on all of this, we'll put the websites up.
Yes.
vote.org, vote411.org, votesaveamerica.com.
One other thing I was going to say is, if you live in the state of California and you, I think it might be now, I don't actually know if it's federal or California, but in California, I know specifically, they have to give you time off to vote if you work through the polls. Yeah. So if you're, like, let's say you go in, the polls are 7 to 7, and you go in to work at 7 and you didn't get off till 6:30, they have to give you, I think it's an hour. So we'll put up the website to that too. But basically, like, talk to your employer if you have to work on election day and make sure that they know that you might be a little late or you might leave a little early to make it to the polls, because that's your right as a citizen of the United States. If you can't do that for some reason, then you should early vote. A lot of states have early voting or mail, provisional, et cetera, et cetera. So don't give me the excuse you couldn't make it to the polls. The polls are open for like 12 hours. Early voting has already started in most states.
You know the date. It's the same every single year.
Nov 6. Be there.
Be there or be square.
Or be square.
Isn't it? It's the first Tuesday of...
It's always the first Tuesday after a Monday.
Right.
Because otherwise it could be on the 1st of November, which gets confusing.
Yes.
So it's the first Tuesday after a Monday
You can theoretically put this date in your calendar.
Forever.
For your entire life.
Forever and always.
So you have no excuses.
No excuses. This is an actual midterm election. It's not even some weird, janky election in April. So... So make sure you get to the polls. Make sure you vote. Tweet us if you have questions or email us. Find us on social media. Ask us your questions. Find me. Ask me your questions. I'm more than happy to talk to you through the ballot. There's a lot of stuff on the ballot in California, but I know a lot about all the states. So go vote.
Go vote. That's been all.
What? Make America better. Vote again. Better, yeah. Are you okay?
I thought it was a bug.
Bye.